Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. We got Brett Festley in the chair sitting there next to Big Dick Toledo, who's around here somewhere, off and running for yet another great morning here in paradise. The weather is perfect. We're feeling it. Although we're COVIDing again, everybody. Don't make them take it away, because they will. We're getting the spikes again. Talking to a doctor buddy yesterday online and basically said, beware, because we're going to start filling up in the hospitals again, and that's when the warnings start coming. So I don't know what we've got to do. I don't think anybody cares anymore. I think everybody's quitting.
Well, there is some truth to that we're doing a lot more testing.
We had actually 1,200 tests this last week, and 10% of were
and that's the
matter. That's the thing you get.
That's the number, yeah.
You start getting into that, and you're like, oh, no. That's not good. You can't have that. So if a little under 10% come back positive, they're going to start freaking out again. And then last night, I went to Total Wine last night for, again, and the most, I swear to God, the most common thing people say every single day is exactly what I did when I walked all the way to the door of Total Wine and saw the guy inside looking at me with his mask. God damn it! And I walked all the way back to my car because I forgot my mask. And as I'm out in my parking lot there, as I'm reaching, I hear another guy halfway through the parking lot go, ah, and he throw, oh, geez. that one. And I'm like, oh, yep, he forgot his mask. And there's like three people. He just start laughing. I go back after I'm done checking out, plop the stuff in the car, start to shut my door and hear a lady, God damn it. And then she reaches back in her car. That's all we do. The whole nation is just, if you forget your mask, your true feelings come out of how annoyed you are that you have to go have that thing. We're not used to it. I can't stand them. And then I'm a little bit, I heard something that bothered me the other day. When a girl said, oh, my God, that mask is so cute. Where did you get it? I'm like, oh, no.
Yep.
Was it all bedazzled?
It was cute. Yeah. It was made of the fabric of her shirt.
Oh, jeez.
So it matched perfectly. And then she went on about having three or four. And the second we make the mask cute, we make a business. And the business is now. And I'm like, stop saying it's cute. It's not. It's like the saddest, most annoying thing ever. It represents this pandemic. It doesn't represent your chance to have new earrings.
That business is 5 months deep.
I know, but I'm saying we have to change the mentality. I know the business, they'll take advantage of us and basically say, oh, good, they're buying. So consuming,
get your team on there.
Look, if we started buying Hitler dolls, there'd be Hitler companies. They'd do it. It's business doesn't care. It's blind. But we as a society can't sit and think that our masks are cute. I want them to be hideous. I want them to be medical and not fashion forward, because that's where America gets into its problems, as we start making, fashion statements with things that are just basically ignoring what's really going on. Just make them ugly, make them just medical, and try to never wear them again. I don't want them to be something where somebody's like, oh, my God, this mask goes so great with this shirt, but we don't wear masks anymore. I'm still doing it.
Someone sent me one yesterday to show the boys. It's a total casing over your head.
Oh, I've seen
that.
Around. Yeah. It's a giant, I don't know what that thing looks like.
I don't know what the price is.
Like a self-defense. Yeah, it's a John Travolta with his legs up.
A filter thing in the back that you change out every now and then.
And what does it do? I saw this thing, but I didn't read about it. What is it? It's just a big mask?
Yeah.
It does the same as
everything. I mean, you could run head first into a
It's like Juggernaut's
killer hornet's nest.
I don't want to do that. That's dumb. What have I done to get myself into that? That's stupid.
No, it is a Juggernaut. It looks like it.
I saw that thing. Somebody's like, this is a real game changer.
I'm buckles
like,
around like your chest.
It's like it's going to break my back. Yeah. It looked heavy. But yeah, so we're starting to spike again. And the last, and you know what I think? And this is where the conspiracy theory people are going to start kicking in. They're going to tell us the numbers are spiking and really make that a heavy push because of Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because they really don't want us to get too loose, you know?
I forgot who said yesterday they want to keep the Thanksgiving number down to 6 people.
Yeah.
But you can have 40 at a funeral.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't know you could even have funerals. Since when did they start those again?
I don't know. I mean, it was just on one of the news channels. They were talking about it.
Yeah. If you're standing up at a bar drinking, for a while there you were closed. But if you sat down and ate something, you were allowed to be in the exact same spot. It doesn't make any sense. Like, we serve food, so we don't get the COVID like the other places. If you were a bar, like the one that Medea worked at, Right. Closed.
Yeah.
If they had food at it, that very same place and all the very same people could go there. And so none of that stuff made sense at all.
It's rolling through. I mean, it's just the same thing. You walk into the restaurant with your mask on, sit down at your table, take your mask off.
Yeah, you take it off. You're walking through people, but you're keeping your distance. Yeah. They're supposed to be responsible with keeping people apart. I don't know that they are, because I've been to a couple places for food, and I'm like, this kind of feels full. This sort of feels, well, we're at 40% capacity. I'm like, where would the other tables go? On top of these, you have people actually on top of you.
Like bunk beds.
I'm like, wow, really? Okay, yeah, the bunk bed. I didn't know there was a second layer here. When I was here before COVID, it seemed like this was exactly the same as what's going on now.
Maybe they're not doing surprise inspections.
Well,
they're definitely
coming in Monday.
They're doing that.
I know
a couple of bar owners, and they're like, oh, they're doing them. They just show up, but they warn you. Like, they're not. The surprise is basically like the health inspector shows up with his clipboard, and you're like, oh, crap. But they've got an immediate eyeball on everything.
Well, once they allowed the bars to open up, they shut down. Like, you couldn't use the pool tables. You couldn't use shuffleboard, Right. Dartboard, stuff like that. And then the numbers started spiking a little bit. And then I think it was last week or the week before, Ducey opened up like the pool tables. And you could dance like at your table, but you can't go out on the dance floor. And it's crazy.
It's weird. Because somebody just emailed me and said, 6 allowed at Thanksgiving, 30 at a funeral. I'll be holding my funeral for my pet turkey that will pass away November 26th.
Right. Brilliant.
Provided. Yeah. None of it makes sense that you can have. Like, the crowds where they can be, and, like, gyms and things were getting yelled at for a while, even though they had no tracing, and it's just stupid. So, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to tell people, like, if they're going to start telling us or spiking again. I guarantee you, just looking around and hearing all the, God damn it, in the parking lot, we're all fed up with the masks.
Yep.
And if they start shutting things down again, I don't think we're going to do it. I think we're just going to be like, nah, we'll go. And then the hospitals will load up, and then we'll be like, nah, I'm fine.
I'm curious to hear the stats, because I've heard some people say, look at the total amount of deaths in the United States from last year or the years before, and then how it's pacing this year. Like, you're hearing this, 800 people, around the United States died, I guess, yesterday from COVID. That's the number or whatever. But how does that compare from last year?
How many people die every day normally?
Right.
Right. But if you're adding 800.
Has this COVID thing really made that spike where it's.
Yeah. So what you're saying is.
Is there an additional 220,000 people or whatever it is?
Is it more than normal, like the deaths per day?
Yeah.
And that's a good question. I don't know how many people die every day. I don't know. That's a good question. Google that, Richard. Yeah. How many people die every day?
And whether or not you get the real numbers, too. Yeah.
Well, you just don't. And the problem is, everybody keeps going back to the death thing. The problem has never been that. It's just the hospital. Can they handle it? And again, when my friend had his stroke and had to sit in a waiting room for 4 hours extra because they didn't have people, you start thinking, this might be something we want to pay attention to.
And then they threw that out there. They were saying at the time when they were running tight on the rooms and stuff, like respirators, it was, again, I don't know if the numbers, it was 30% was COVID.
Yeah, you don't know. Well, that's
70% that people have.
Basically,
you know,
they're
problems.
Hogging. They the COVIDs more. Are hogging. You got to get them to where they don't show up anymore. So we'll see. But I don't going into the holidays. They're already saying that they're cracking down on Halloween parties at people's houses, like in places. I don't know if that had happened here. I don't know if you're not having a big gathering this year in your front yard. You're not doing any of the party stuff that you normally
do. No, but whether or not, it's like, how will you facilitate the trick or treating? You're figuring, I went out. I did get some candy, but
did you get the
nearly.
Big ones? Did you go superstar?
I got like 2 boxes.
No, what I'm saying, but you got full size again.
Yeah.
Brady gets full size candies for Halloween every year.
He's going to
that house.
Exactly.
He's that house. Yeah. You get that favorable status in your neighborhood.
Toledo, but that's only VIP this year.
Only the VIPs?
Yeah.
Toledo, Texas, over 150 worldwide die per day.
150,000?
That's, yeah. That can't in a normal day.
150,000?
Not just here. That's in the world.
Oh.
And then I looked up, and it said in 2017, 7,700 deaths each day.
Every
in
day?
In the U.S. In the U.S., yeah. That's in 2017, an average.
Every day that many people die?
Yeah, and that's
good
on the
Christ.
CDC page.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
I was expecting that number to be about 700, and I don't know why.
Right, and so,
it makes
so
sense
is that
when
an additional 800 on top of that?
Right. Good Lord. I don't know.
But, you know, the conspiracy theory people will say, well, you know, there, a lot of people are going in, you know, for other things, right. And
what
they just so happen to have COVID.
Right. I don't know. I just know that I can't have, you know, hospitals getting full up just in case I need to go in. That's basically what I'm saying. It's like if that thing's full up of people who have COVID because they kept going to parties and things, and I have a stroke, I'm not sitting in there. I'm going to drag my dead foot right into that room and start screaming out of the good side of my mouth that I want attention right now. You stay out of my way. That's basically how we all have to think. Be very selfish and think to yourself, COVID can't clog up the hospitals because what if I start having a problem?
Yeah.
That's how you have to think. Because other people are going, I don't care. It's not going to kill me. Yeah, but something else might. And then you got to sit in there with all those COVID people. My dad's big super spreader party a couple weeks ago. Oh, get a call from him. Just wanted to let you know. What's the matter? Shelby's at the doctor's office. She's getting tested. I'm like, who's that? Was she at your party? Yeah. She's the first person you met. I'm like, God damn it. So that super spreader, I told you. I know. Day or two goes by. I don't hear from Dan. Get the call back. She's just got a cold. I mean, it's really bad, but it's just a cold. I'm like, she going to make it? We don't know. She might die, but it's not COVID. He's clear. We're 11 days from his party. No cases. That thing was a super spreader if there ever was one, Brady. That was like the bowling alley of homeless people just touching each other constantly and spitting and drinking. And I'm like, oh, this is bad. Everybody's got it. No mask.
You got one under your belt, John?
I'm telling
Roll
you.
The dice, baby. Party it up.
Maybe you're right. That super spreader. Everybody kept going, it's herd immunity if we get it. I'm like, ah, super spreader. Yeah. It's the bad part is that I don't want to be part of it. But I felt great when Shelby didn't have I don't know what she's got. She may have had like some tumor. The news that it wasn't COVID.
Didn't matter.
I didn't care. I didn't ask how is she or is she all right. I didn't care. Not COVID? Good. The old man's in the clear.
Lost
super
her
spreader.
Arm.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's terrible.
God.
It's just they're carving her like a they're hulling her out like a melon. Is it COVID that? No. All right. Hull away. Yeah, so it's we're back on that conversation that it seemed like we were kind of able to avoid for a while, but that's now it's unavoidable. Dr. Kara Crist went out and scared everybody yesterday at Arizona having a big spike, and I just worry that my big worry is they're going to try to shut stuff down again,
yeah.
And we won't let it happen. It will not happen. There's no possible way people are going to let their businesses go this time through.
I was telling you, in France, they've cut it down. Like if there is a big spike, they've cut it down to 7 days.
The quarantine.
Instead of the quarantine. Mm. Instead of 14. Again, they're saying it's
politics. So if I'm around it, like right now, I'm like, oh, I was in a room with a guy with COVID.
Yeah.
And I get tested, but I have to wait a couple days to get tested. I'm supposed to only wait 7 days symptoms if I don't get tested. So I just hang out alone at the house for 7 days. I'm fine.
Yeah.
So
or
it used
if
to
they
be
have
14.
A spike in that area, the shutdown will be 1 week.
If they have a spike, they can't. The shutdown can't
which
be a
they,
week.
Which they are going
with it.
Through.
Yeah. That's people with it. Yeah. So,
breaking stats from Toledo again.
Okay.
Typical death rate is 863.8 deaths per 100,000 population.
Okay. Every day, 800 people out of every 100,000 die. Jeez, Louise.
We're screwed.
Yeah, we're gonna.
We're
die.
Done.
We're all gonna
That's
die, bro.
Saying,
oh my
wait,
god!
What about the COVID?
Oh.
There's so many other.
So
things.
Many other things can kill you. Why? I'm quarantining anyway forever. Not putting a deadline on it.
And of that, you know, of the percentage, as far as the COVID goes, you have a very good chance of surviving it, like 90.
Yeah, but still,
in the '90s.
Yeah. Again, not worried. Not worried about the dying.
I think it's way high 90s.
The dying part doesn't bother me. It's that other thing. Doctors tell me that when they're
3,000 pound of metal heading your way.
Well, those things are scary too. The cars are scary. I almost killed a guy this morning because we're passing a semi And he gets to the front of the thing and then slows down to like 50 miles an hour. So I'm stuck next to this thing. Like, I thought we were doing this together, bro. I thought we were. Now I'm up your ass and I've got a truck next to me and I've got a wall to the right of that. Who does that? Starts to pass, and then when they get by, they're like, that's all. That's all that's going by here.
No,
this
yeah.
is it, Kemosabe. We're all stopping. Like, asshole. But, yeah, so, you know, I'm worried about that. But I'm, you know, again, you talk to a doctor, and they're like, we just don't want to see the hospitals fill up because the next thing you know, you can't. And you know what? Another a nurse person that emails me and said the worst part of their experience was the helping call when somebody's dying. And it was COVID or otherwise. That they'd say, all right, you can't have family in here, so use my phone.
Oh,
and they'd
yeah.
FaceTime, oh. and they'd have to, like, hold it up while this old man's like, I'm just going to love you. And like, oh, no. And so, like, that, she said that was the
single
worst.
You guys get that? Okay, yeah. I got to get back to work.
What? I couldn't hear him.
Sorry for your loss.
Yeah, he's dead. He's gone. So
sorry, my prepaid phone is out of minutes. Right. So I got
to
go.
Worst part is if you didn't plug in, you're down to, like, the last percent, and the old man's just,
and another... When I was younger, the phone went black.
The battery's dead. We're going to have to. The battery's dead, too. You're fine. We've got a minute or two left. You're down to your last percent bar. There's definitely a 10% life flashing on him. Yeah, so I don't, you know, talking to those people, it changes your perspective just a little bit. But yeah, I'm not worried about the dying. I'm worried about the shutdowns. I'm worried about the looting. And I'm worried about all the people losing their minds. They can't have it again. It won't happen twice. And as mad as everybody was who didn't have a mask on at Total Wine. Oh, and by the way, Total Wine on a Tuesday night, still killing it.
Rocking.
Yeah, everybody's getting drunk, which is great. I'm proud of that. I think that's a great thing. I had to go get a big jug of cherry vodka because I was out. That gets you through the day.
Nice.
And then the night.
You didn't get a case? You didn't stock?
Cases are usually sold in for the poorer vodkas.
Oh, they don't sell this
one. No, it's not an AMPM or a, yeah. If you want to go over and get a case of vodka, you're pretty much guaranteed you're an alcoholic because you're getting whatever brand is in that case.
In plastic bottles.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know the name
of
my brand.
You can get that specific case and buy a box of it.
I know. That's silly, Brady. You're an alcoholic if you buy a box of vodka.
It's stalking for the looming shutdown.
If you buy a box of vodka, your pride should kick in at the checkout. To say, I've got a problem. One bottle, people aren't going to question it. Real alcoholics would never buy a vodka case because then people would be on to them. They might make trip to Total Wine and then go over to another, to like BevMo, and then go to another place. They might go to several different places and get the equivalent of a case, but nobody's going in with a case. It's not leaving.
If you have
Las
a
Vegas.
Locked liquor gate at your house, mm-hmm. you have a problem, like in a bar stock room.
You think the lock is it? No kids
the
and
locked,
a lock?
Fenced.
Here's how you know you really have a problem. If you do live with people and the liquor cabinet's locked and you don't get a key, like everybody's, and you're locked out, the kids have keys, you don't have a key, you've got an issue. Check your toilet tank. If there's a bottle of vodka in it, you're the problem. Yeah, I couldn't, and for the life of me, I couldn't sidle up to that checkout with a big box of the same thing. I can buy like 10 different things and people's like, you're having a party. You know, 6 full jugs of vodka. Guy behind the counter is going to be, man, the guy behind the counter was flamboyant last night, though. It was nice.
Well, it is amazing. Those boxes are empty boxes are piled up there for people checking out.
I just heard a guy going, woo!
You need a box?
Somebody's having a Tuesday party. And I'm like, I'm getting in that line. This
Hello,
is
Richard.
Fun. Hi, Richard. Somebody's having a Tuesday party. And then I'm in line, and somebody walked by and he goes, go, Todd. Go, Todd. Go, Todd. Like, this is the best.
What Total Wine were you at?
Over on Camelback.
Do they still let you taste?
He was super nice.
Right now?
Yeah, there's a
you?
Tasting. There was a tasting going on last night. It looked like Tom Segura.
I was wondering if that was shut down.
They stopped that for a while. Yeah. I know that.
The guy doing the tasting always looks annoyed with the couple there. Because he knows his stuff most of the time. And then they start saying things like, that's got a real fruity blend. And the finish is like, ugh.
The legs.
Ugh, you jackass. And this dude was just a big dude, looked like Tom Segura in an Oklahoma shirt. And he's sitting there. His wife clearly drug him to this Tuesday night tasting. I love walking around that place. Everybody's just in the drinking. My God, the people. You can't even imagine. Tuesday at 6 o'clock, it's like, I'm going to. And then there I am, so I'm no different.
The cheese nose count.
There's a couple cheese noses in there last night. Big time.
Minimum of 2.
They looked wet. The cheese nose looked like it had been dipped. This one dude had a cheese nose that you're like, wow, that's strong. And then as he turned, it looked like an old sponge that you wouldn't use anymore. But yeah, I got mine. So I'm in on the mix. I'm fine with that. I'm drinking myself as try to get to sleep. I think it's fun. I'm getting to the point now where I don't even add anything. I'm good at drinking that cherry vodka all by itself. It's a good sip
neat.
Of drink. Next thing, it's neat.
Comes that cheese
it's
nose.
It's pretty neat. Yeah, I'll get
the
that cheese
nose coming. Fine.
I'm not allowed outside, so who cares?
All I picture is like the old town South Scottsdale and north now, but that Total Wine, and then they go back to those condos back there. It yeah. is cheese nose
population. Next to Cheese Nose Acres.
Yes.
Gin Blossom Acres, right behind the BevMo. Perfect, I'll take it. But yeah, it was pretty good. So
and
I don't...
the 76 Plymouth Polaris, 22 feet, mint condition.
I don't think they'll shut her down again. I don't think they have the guts. So we'll see. But they keep talking Spike, and that makes me nervous. That's the schools are the only ones they can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. And they're starting to talk about that again. So you might have to, rat bastards might live with you again for a little while. And I know how much you parents hate that. I know. Brett and I, high five from the child.
Oh, yeah.
Childless people. Just the same.
Sucks to be you guys.
Yeah. I have my one buddy said if they send my, because they had a little outbreak at the school his kids go to. And he said, if they send that little bastard back here again. And I'm like, I thought being a parent was like what love is. He goes, oh, it is. And I'd love to see him leave the house every morning at 7 o'clock and come back about 4. I don't want him in there anymore. Brady's the only parent I know that wants his kid in the house all the time. Like, you're the only one that's fine with that.
For the most part.
Yeah, you don't hate her like other parents
hate their
kids.
It doesn't
really
change too much for me if she's schooling at home or not. I mean, it doesn't change my routine.
You don't do anything? You're not helping her school. Screw that. That's Ronnie's job. The brains of the operation has to do that. You sit there. You get in there and you watch your
Well, when they're stumped on spelling, then they'll...
Oh, spelling, you're out.
Yeah.
If she ever gets
no,
into...
No, I'm the spelling champ.
Are you good at that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's...
You're the spelling champ of the house?
Of the house, yeah.
Kirby's got to be past you now. I've seen how you spell.
Kirby's only past me in shoe size.
Okay.
I said I wasn't going to say that. My daughter has the largest feet in the family.
You always reveal something so terrible.
She's growing so fast, it's unbelievable.
Just her feet, though. She got huge. What size are her feet?
Men's 10.5.
Get out of here!
No.
What the f-
word?
Man! Daddy, I thought we talked about that. You're going to keep my flippers off the air. 10.5 in men's. I'm a 12. She's on my heels.
I know.
I got big feet for an average size guy.
Yeah, but she doesn't have me in the foot width.
Well, no.
Barely.
You've been pushing,
barely beat
Brady,
her.
You've been pushing your feet. You've been squishing your feet for years.
Beat the 4E.
10.5 men's. She's a 13 in ladies.
Yeah, well, it's.
It doesn't even make them?
It depends.
Good
it's
Lord.
It's tough on some of the. Like, yeah, I don't know if she'll be. Wearing pumps or anything like that. Well, Caitlyn Jenner has them, so they make
You're
them.
In big
That'll
trouble,
expensive.
Too. I can tell you, look, I've known you for a long time. I can see it in your face. You're in trouble for this. This is going to – you're getting in big
– What time is it?
You're getting in big
– We're okay. We're
I don't
okay.
know. Your face changed.
We should listen to the podcast.
The funny thing is I've been – doing that as a joke with around guys. I get, I don't say anything.
Yeah.
My daughter has the biggest feet in our house. I'm embarrassed.
What size do you wear? 10? 9.5?
9.
Okay.
9x9.
You guys can't even share shoes.
Oh, man. You can't even share pumps with your daughter. What's wrong with you? Daddy, can I borrow a pair of runners? You tiny little pegs here. I got to get some new shoes.
I can't, but I could borrow her shoes.
Hey, you old pirate. What's going on? Yeah, you can slide into hers. They're huge. Man. I could see it in your face the second you said it. You're like,
I'm in trouble. This was something we agreed to not bring up. First the mustache, now the feet.
Is she a hobbit?
She's the, she's also the tallest. I think she just is.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. Wow.
And it ain't stopping.
You don't think? She's got a disease?
Jill and the beanstalk.
Yeah, has tomato pants happened yet? She's a 5 now, you know that. There's no question in there. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you're in trouble for all that. Well.
There's one last little thing.
Oh, no.
Please, by all means.
She's the heaviest person in our family. 325. No. I'm just kidding. She's not anywhere close to that.
We better just go to break.
No one will top me.
So you're going to get shot today. Yeah. There's no doubt. I don't know why you're doing this.
I'm proud of her.
This is this for topping
for growing
you?
So much.
Really? That's a point of pride
yeah.
for you? That isn't just something that was going to happen with or without you?
Yeah. Am I supposed to be embarrassed by that she has a...
No, but she is as a woman, and it's not helping that dad's...
Not so much.
You don't think so? Woman
no,
with 11...
I mean, well,
no,
you feel that way.
She's got them, so you got to talk to her about it. Yeah. When a girl has dainty right. normal feet, you never have that conversation.
And we don't put the pressures... Oh, man. Sorry. They're not dainty. You're never going to make it.
No, I'm not talking about the dainty. I'm saying, you right. know, that's a girl with that isn't 10 and a half men's shoe at age 12, which is fantastic. From an outsider's perspective, I would pay to see that. But
wait a minute.
But you bring it up because it's not normal.
Right.
She has friends that are probably all sixes, sevens.
Oh, yeah.
Max. I think Megan's a six. Girls or seven. So she's like a five.
I think Medea's a six.
Five and a half men's. So, yeah, Medea's got tiny little dainty feet, too. Kirby should play soccer.
She's going to be in the WNBA soon.
Yeah, she's going to.
Well,
she can get an endorsement on shoes. You'll be dialed in.
She gets on her tippy toes, she can dunk.
Laser got a new hoop put up.
Oh, man. You know, Kirby already tore it down.
I was over there, and they lowered it last night. And I go, Kirby, want to shoot some hoops? And she went out ahead of me. And then I come out there.
At the neighbor's house? You're allowed to just go
I'm
shoot
just
hoops?
Right next door. They just put it went in yesterday. So it's
was
an all-skate.
Oh, it was a neighborhood party at the driveway.
Well, just the Lasers kids yelling. But I go over there. I grab a basketball, and I'm just turning to look at the hoop because he's got pretty low. Yeah. My daughter from the side, two-hand tomahawk.
Who wants to play me one-on-one, old pirate? How about you, laser beams?
Kevin teaching her.
Let's put this together. Your daughter broke my wrist slamming the ball through the hoop. Tried to block it, but she was too strong. Wow, that's impressive, Brady. Well, thanks for sharing. And I'm sorry for the beating you're about to take when you get home. You're in big trouble. Does she have hair on top of her feet?
No.
Oh, that's good.
But
she's not the son's gorilla.
Well, and he talks about the hairy thing, and then he's
well, the legs. You know, we haven't gotten to the part of the hygiene part.
Still?
The shaving.
I thought Ronnie was going to handle
shaving.
That.
Shaving. You're right at the... Right at that point where, okay, time to start.
Yeah, once you start
legs.
Having hair on your legs, you shave your
yeah,
legs
yeah.
as a girl.
I thought Ronnie was going to handle that.
She is.
Oh, okay.
Well, by the sounds of it, Kirby could start shaving her legs with her feet like gorilla hands.
I took a belt sander to her toenails, and we got those filed down.
I got to see these things. You know you've caused a problem for me now, too, right?
I'm not bringing her
around.
Because
next time I see your daughter, I'm just going to stare at her feet and her mustache.
They're pontoon boats. I mean, they're just...
Oh, my God. You're so much crap. Oh, Brady. All right. That's
it's
enough.
Awesome.
You're done. She's the biggest feet in the house. And I'm proud of her. What an accomplishment.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Thanks, Brady. Thanks for sharing that really awkward, uncomfortable
Where did this
moment.
Come from?
Yeah, I don't know. Talking about COVID. Brady's like, something I got to tell you guys. My daughter's feet are the World Trade Center when she lays on. She's on her back. I just wait for planes to go into the side of these things. Just can't get past how your face changed when you realized I'm in trouble. You know it. You know you're in trouble. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? I have a feeling I know what direction you're all going. 585-9800. A good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big. On a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.